Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Pesky. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting 8th. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Johnny Schmitz. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Yost reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to third. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lawler. Vernon moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Groth reaches second base with a double. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groth scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carrasquel. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Carrasquel steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels misplays the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Runnels reaches third base with a triple. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 1 in the game. Umflett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso throws the ball into Fox, who tags Umflett, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Runnels scores. One out. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive towards first. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Keegan hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carrasquel for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby bunts towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Sievers moves to second. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Runnels is walked intentionally. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Umflett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso, who is chasing the ball. Umflett reaches third base with a triple. Sievers scores. Runnels goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Senators. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-2 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to home to get Umflett. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmitz hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Umflett. Michaels reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Matt Batts pinch hits for Bob Keegan. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a line drive into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carrasquel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Maury Martin now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-3 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger pinch runs for Johnny Pesky. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon is hit by the pitch. Terwilliger moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Terwilliger moves to third. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terwilliger. The throw from Lawler to Martin to Michaels, who tags Terwilliger out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger now playing second base. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Marsh pinch runs for Ron Jackson. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.